My thought has been on a while in my mind and my heart, and I wish I could say it's been all laid out. I got here later than I usually do today because no matter how all laid out it is, it still can change some, even as you're sitting there just going over the sequence you want to do something. So I did something I usually don't do is I use notes, but I don't make out an outline. Well, I could probably just toss this outline after this morning, but that's all right. But I want to talk a little bit about today. The question I have is, have you heard the news? Have you heard the news? When you usually say that and you're talking to somebody, the first thing a person's going to do is they're going to think, well, was it the news on CNN or MSNBC or Fox or Newsmax or something like that? And unfortunately, and I'm one of them, I think this is, in fact, I probably was sitting there at the time watching one of these stations, and when this thought came to me, the Lord put it on my heart, you're thinking about the wrong news. Now, it's good to keep up on the current events, but it's a different thing to be addicted to something in such a way. We talk about so many different types of addictions, but I want to tell you today, I can be a channel surfer when it comes to the news if I'd let myself be. And it's not a good thing. Well, I'm not saying we shouldn't keep up with current events, but we should make sure what news we need to put first. Amen. Brother Miller put me in a spot yesterday when he said, you need to be able to quote things as they are. Because sometimes I just take a little bit of it. He said, if you can't quote it, you need to know at least where it's at. But the thing that really got to me was when he said, you need to learn how to pronounce the names in the Old Testament. Brother Phil Mill was at Unity last night, and we got talking about that, and we decided that we're in trouble. And but it is something we need to work on. The whole scriptures we need to be more in depth about. We need to be able to tell the people about the news of God. Amen. And more importantly, the gospel, the good news of God and Jesus and what he came and did for us. Paul tells in Romans, he says, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. It's for everyone. Now, does that not put us in a place where we better know where the news comes from and that it is the truth? Amen. Is it not important for us to know that these lost sinners that are out there in our neighborhoods or in our families or in faraway countries, is it not important to be able to tell them about the good news? Amen. We can spread, we can go to different countries and I can pick up my phone and I can still see what's happening here in Bowling Green. Brother Andrews, the other night, he was talking about going to different countries, and I thank him for what he said because it brought back memories of being in that seat for 13 hours like this, trying to get home or going over. And I want to tell you today, and I want you to know, I thank God for each man that will go out, and I thank God for each woman who follows her husband out and their children that go with them in the struggles. We had one that had been to a foreign country lately, and I was talking to his wife about how before they went there, they had been in mission work somewhere else. I said, it's hard on the wives, hard on the children. And she said, it's hard on those we leave behind too. getting the good news out is not a task for sissies. I tell people, you know, I've gotten a little older since I first started coming here to the minister school. Thank you. But I'm still here. I'm not as brother, who was it? It wasn't Brother Vanderpool, Brother Smith. Told him last time he was here, he said, I want you to know, I'm ready to go, but I'm not walking up and down the banks to see how to get across yet. I'm not there yet. But I want to be able to tell the good news to all that I come in contact with. Amen. I can tell the good news from the studies that I have, but I have to have something else. We need a willing heart. Amen. A missionary, one who steps out and goes someplace that is different than what they've ever been used to. Amen. They have to have a willing heart to do that. But it also takes a willing mind. It takes you coming in full respect for the Lord and what He has planned for you to do. That was the hard part for me. Get that mind in place. Why? Because of the world. Yeah. I was brought up, you got to make a living. We're taught you need to make a living for your family. But our making a living for the family and God's plan for us to make a living for the family can be two different things. We may think we need this much in reserve when we forget that God will supply all our needs. Amen. That's the good news. The good news is God will supply. He is supplying me today because, as I said, I may see something on there that reminds me what I've been studying about for a while, but what I want to tell you is I just need to leave it in the Lord's hands. We all do. We need to be able to look to the Lord and ask Him for help. And not only that, we need to be ready with the good news to be able to help our fellow preachers and our fellow man, in fact. We have something wonderful to tell to our neighbors. Amen. But how often do we step out to our neighbors? Amen. I fail miserably in that. I think if most of us was to really think about it, we all think that we come short in that part. I have examples here in front of me of people who I think do a wonderful job in getting out and telling the world, who'll step out in the highways and hedges. But if you was to ask them, they would say, well, I fail in many ways. We should never think that we're doing such a great job for the Lord, because there's always room for improvement. Amen. We have so much to tell about the gospel, the good news, how Jesus came to this world to save sinners such as I. And I know I didn't quote that right, Brother Miller. Please, I can turn to it if you want. But I didn't, or the whole thing. But I want you to know that I'm so thankful that He's still doing that for the lost. And I'm thankful for the preachers that I heard as a young boy. I'm thankful for those old saintly sisters that were hovering around that old altar where I was seeking the Lord at. And I'm thankful that they were there praying. I could still hear their prayers today, even though they've gone on to be for their own rewards. Amen. I look about at the ones that, there's one someplace around here. I saw him a while ago. That was there that night. He was still lost. But we got to talk a little bit. I can remember walking home with him. And I told him, I said, I'm not going to be afraid anymore. And just about another 100 feet down the road, his brother came down through there and jumped out and scared me. That's how it works. That's how it works. We can be big and brave all we want, but without leaning on the Lord, we're going to just fail miserably at it. I'm thankful for the preachers of old. The man that baptized me is still preaching, sitting right over there. Let's see. I'm having to think here. Do math, that's hard on me. But I was about 11 years old, and I'm now 73, so that's about 62 years ago that Brother Moran baptized me. I asked him the other day, I said, do you remember what creek it was or where it was in Indianapolis that you baptized me? He just kind of looked at me and he said, we did a lot of baptism. In other words, he said, no. But I remember that day, and I'm sure he remembers that day too. And I'm thankful for him and all the work that he's done over the years. Good example. We're thankful for all the good examples. The good news is that the world has been told about the gospel of Jesus, and that we have it, and even Jesus came to his own, but the sad news is his own received him not. We must realize that everyone that we tell the good news about will not take it to heart. But we must keep on keeping on. Amen. There's no room to step back. Amen. He's given us the equipment to do it with. He's given us not his word and the power from it, and that we can tell people about it. But he's given us the witness of it to tell people about it too. It's more than us just picking up and reading the word to them. It is the witness that we have of what Jesus did for us. I mentioned those saintly women. As a boy, about 10 years old, they had a great impact on me. More than I can remember the men standing around and the ones who, not only the preachers, but the men of the church and how they reached around and stood around and everything. But I want to tell you something about that. I was a 10-year-old boy, almost 10, down in Allen County on vacation. Staying with my grandmother and my cousin and others. And when I went to church, I didn't realize I was lost. Most people there probably knew me as Leonard and Patty's boy. They didn't know Roger. That hasn't changed a whole lot to many people. I'm still David's dad. But that's all right. I was there, and I was, when the Lord convicted my heart and I went to the altar, the good news is they didn't care that I wasn't one of the families that lived around there. They didn't care that we were from Indianapolis. They didn't care about that. All they could see was that a little old boy lost in his sins who needed salvation. That's the good news. That good news continues on today. I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful that God is still giving us words to say. I don't know how long, Don't know where it'll be, but I'm thankful that he's planted me over there at Unity for a little while to do the work that he has for me to do. I'm thankful for that little church. There's a lot of places that would probably say we need to move from such and such place. But the Lord planted that church there for a reason. And we are thankful for it. We pray that you would pray for us that we can reach out to all those people out there. The good news is not just about local news. It's not about national news. Or not about international news. I'm thankful for all the good witnesses I heard the other night at the mission conference about the work that's being done. Saddened because of some things that had to be talked about. But I want you to know that there's room for it all. In our local, as I said, the area that Unity is, it's made up of many different nationalities that are there. We sometimes will have a cookout for the neighborhood, and I'm thankful because it reaches out and we see young people. Has it shown great results? Maybe not in man's eyes, but the people know we're there for them, and we don't give up. We already plan on one for this spring, if the Lord allows it. We want them to know they have a place to come. We want them to know that the truth is being taught and preached there. That's the news they need to know about. Amen. Nationally, my friend, the news is a lot of our missions here in the United States are struggling. And there's no reason that they are when we're sitting back and saying, let's pray for them. Let's do a little more than pray. The news is we need to help our brothers and sisters. Internationally, such good news coming from so many places today. Such good news that the gospel, the good news, is going out, not only here, but in the whole world. Brother Phil Mell held a tent revival right next to us, and there were all kinds of people that were there from different places, different lifestyles, just whatever it may be. But there was one man there from a different land. I think it might have been Kenya. I can't remember that, but there was nobody there that could speak his language. But you know what God has done? Here's some good news. Now, I'm not big on this old phone I got. The first time I had to get a phone was because my company that I worked for was going to give me a phone, and I didn't want them to control me, so I got my own phone. That's how, and I haven't changed my attitude a whole lot about them. But I want to tell you about phones. These instruments that we have, that young man sit back there, and it was interpreting what was being said. God's good. The news can get out. We don't need to limit God in such things. Well, I can't speak that language, so I'm not going to go over there. God will send a way. If he tells you to go, he's going to make the way for you. Amen. He's going to, all those hurdles he'll take care of. Oh my. I don't know what's going to come up at the end of this. Just a few seconds left. Nowhere did I get close to what I had all planned out. Good news is, God has a plan.
Amen.
And I have victory in Jesus.
Amen.
That's my news.
Amen.
For you today.